Thou shalt be the client I want to attract. Uriel Kane here from Healthpreneur. This is the 10th commandment of a Healthpreneur coach. This one is my favorite one because just think of the congruency here. Thou shalt be the clients I want to attract. What type of clients do you love working with? Right, not necessarily like the specific problem, but in terms of their character traits. I want you to think about that for a second. If you're like most of the coaches we work with, you probably love clients who are committed, right? You probably love clients who pay you quickly. You probably love clients who are decisive. And you probably love clients who are willing to pay you top dollar, right? Well, think about this. Life is like a boomerang. What you throw out is going to come right back at you. So if you want clients who are paying you top dollar, you have to look in the mirror and ask yourself, am I currently paying top dollar to work with a coach myself? Am I committed to doing the work in whatever capacity or endeavor I engage in? Or do I flake out? Do I make decisions decisively? Do I pay on time? So whatever the things you want to attract in your business are, you have to live those. This is the 10th commandment. It's arguably the most important one. What you see in life, what you get in life is a mirror of you. If you want to attract anything, you have to live that. And the mistake I see so many people in our space make is this, is I would love to hire you or work with a coach to help me with this issue, but I just don't make enough money. And my thinking to that is, listen, I understand not everyone is at a point where they can, everyone's at different points in their business. But you have to understand that if you want people to pay you, you have to pay another coach. It just is like from a congruency perspective, it just makes sense, right? How can you expect for clients to pay you money to work with you if you are not willing to do that for yourself? Since 2006, I've had an online business. I've built two companies to multiple seven figures in the health and fitness space. My first company, which is to the consumer, 2006 to 2009, I did everything myself. I didn't want any help. I didn't want any coaching. I'm like, I'm smart. I'm going to figure this out. End of 2009, I really slowly, 3 years later, realized I was not smart enough to figure this out. So beginning of 2010, I hired my first coach, $18,000, which I didn't have. $18,000 was more money than I had made online in the previous 2 years combined. Bit of a stretch, but I knew I had to do it because number one, I was no longer being congruent with what I was trying to tell others. And number two, when you get a coach, as you know, I don't need to explain this to you, right? Like we're accelerating our results. We're learning from the mistakes. We're already following a path that has been paved for us. But the key thing is you need to invest in yourself. You can never, ever, ever lose by investing in yourself. If you're watching this and you're a naturopathic doctor or a chiropractor, you've probably spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on your education, right? That's probably a good investment. Regardless of how the business turns out, you've now developed life skills, tools that can help other people. Every single time, if you go to an event, if you hire a coach, no matter how good or bad that experience is, at some level you benefit. And it's up to you to really extract the positives out of that relationship or out of that experience. But the key is that there are so many people in our space who are living incongruently because they're expecting clients to work with them, but they themselves are not working with their own coach. And if you are working with your own coach, then I applaud you. Great job. But the key thing here is that you have to become the client you want to attract. So think about who is the client that I want to work with? Who are the perfect clients I want to bring into my life and live that? Because when you do, you're going to, like a magnet, you're going to start attracting people, like the right clients into your life. And it's amazing how this happens. So number one is you have to be clear on who that client is, right? What are the character traits? What are the attributes? What are the things about that client that you love? And then second is ask yourself, how am I measuring up in each of those areas? And if there's a mismatch, there's going to be a little bit of an incongruency in terms of you attracting those clients into your business. The simple fix is you just start living what you want to attract. And as a result of that, those people, those clients will come into your life almost on autopilot. Because what happens is with that clarity, not only do you vibrationally, if you want to start getting metaphysical, align with that, but second is your messaging and your marketing becomes so much tighter to only attract those clients and repel everyone else. Does that make sense? Awesome. So this is the 10th and final commandment of a healthpreneur coach. Thou shalt be the client I want to attract. Super, super important. If you've enjoyed this, we have 9 other commandments. If you've missed any of them, hey, it's all good. I want to hook you up for free with those other 9 commandments, along with a couple extra resources and tools to help you get more clients and grow your coaching business. There should be a link around this video. Click on that. It'll take you over to the page and you can access them there for free. It's my gift to you for doing what you do and for watching this video. And before we finish off, if there's another health or fitness expert who needs to see this, who needs a little reminder to be the coach or the client they want to attract, then just tag them below in the comments. I'm sure they'll thank you for it. Thanks so much for watching. Uriel Kame here, signing off. I'll see you soon.